That's Rennie's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, this is the day that Lum is to return from his trip to the state reformatory, and Abner is anxiously waiting to hear how successful was the attempt to get Ellie Connors paroled. Ellie, who hasn't been told the purpose of Lum's trip, continues to enjoy her new role of Mary Edwards, Lum's niece. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Cedric in the Jotham Down store and library.
Cedric, I ain't got time to help you figure nothing out now. Lum will be back here any minute, just quick as a mail hack gets in, and then me and him's got a lot of business to talk over.
Well, just help me till Mr. Lum gets here, then.
Well, all right, if you insist. What is it that's troubling you?
Well, see, I'm supposed to write some stuff down on a piece of paper here.
Huh?
That's what they've been telling me on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Supposed to figure it out for myself, they said.
Figure what out, Cedric?
How I can save more extra money to put into war bonds. The payroll savings plan, they call it.
Well, you're done putting 10% into that, ain't you?
Yes, Mom, but I'm supposed to figure out how I can put more than that into it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, that's the thing to do, all right, Cedric. Put all you can in it.
And I'm supposed to put down how much expenses I spend and how much income I've got coming in or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then you subtract them and then you got it.
Yeah, well, that's easy enough to do, Cedric. Now, here, just hand that sheet of paper you got there. Now, right over here on this side of the paper, why, you write down how much you make. How much are you getting now, Cedric?
$18.50 a week.
$18.50 a week? Doggy, that's a big salary for a boy your age.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
doing good, I think.
Just put that down right there, then, $18.50, and then over here on this side, write down how much you spend every week.
Let's see. The pinball machine, that cost me quite a lot.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put that down, Cedric. That ain't a necessity. Besides, you ought to cut that out anyway. That's wasting your money.
Well, I buy 4 gallons of gasoline every week. That's 52 cents. Kind of gas I buy is, anyway.
All right. 52 cents. Put that down right there. Now, what does it cost you to eat?
Well, enough Mama puts up my lunch for me.
Oh.
I buy a couple of candy bars every week, though, nearly.
Yeah, well, that's 10 cents more. Put that down. What else now?
Can't think of nothing else, hardly.
Well, you ought to have something else to put down there, Cedric. That don't look right.
I know one thing. I ain't going to buy no electric washing machine.
Huh?
On the radio, they said I oughtn't to buy nothing I don't need.
Oh.
And I don't need none.
Uh-huh.
And they said I couldn't buy no household electric things no ways.
Yeah, well, you oughtn't to do it then. Well, that's a saving right there, too, Cedric.
How much do I save on that?
Well, I don't know. Electric washing machine holds at least $70, I reckon.
Well, good for me. For what?
Let's see now. That ain't an expense, so I reckon we'd write that down on this other side here.
Yes,
right over here.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I don't think I'll buy an electric graphophone, either.
Well, you couldn't buy one of them in town no way, Cedric.
Oh, yes, Mama, can. Frank Foster wants to sell that big graphophone he's got.
He does?
Wants $180 for it, or a cow.
Huh. Well, that's different, then. See, I reckon we can put that down over here, too. Let's see, that's $180 more you're saving. Anything else now, Cedric?
No, Mama, don't think so.
Well, let me figure this out for you, then. It won't take
Is that enough, you think?
Yeah, that'll do it, I reckon. That's all you do. See, what's all? 5, 6, 7, 6, 15, 6 from 1, subtract the expense, that's 62 from...
I can do it out and do without some field glasses, but they ain't got none no way, so I can't do it without them. They ain't got them account.
Doggy, said recording of this every week, you can save $267.88 out of your salary.
200?
Yeah.
For goodness sakes alive. Boy.
Doggy, somehow or other, that don't sound just quite right, though.
Well, I'm satisfied with it just like it is. Sounds good to me.
Well, it's too high, though, I think. You've got to cut that down somehow, Cedric.
I do, huh? Saving too much,
sure, yeah. Well, me, all you start out with in the first place is is $18.50, and here you wind up with over two. Wait a minute. Look there, Cedric. There's Lump. There he comes right there. That dog is as good to see. Look there. That's him, Cedric.
Well, what about that payroll thing here?
Yeah, well, you just have to figure that out for yourself, Cedric. I ain't got time to help you no more.
Well, I'm a saver, ain't I?
Yeah, you better run along, old, cause me and Lump's got a lot of business to discuss, Cedric.
Yes, Lump.
Well, howdy, Lum. Hi, doggies, you old rascal. Come on in here.
Yeah, howdy, Ever. Yeah, hello there, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Lum.
Here, let me take your hand satchel for you, Lum.
Yeah, thank you. Granny's good to see you, Ever.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Have a good trip, Mr. Lum.
Cedric, don't start asking a lot of silly questions. You better run along now. Come back tomorrow, and Lum will tell you all about it.
Yes, Lum.
Yeah, we'll see you later, Cedric.
Well, yes, proud you're back, Mr. Lum.
Well, thank you, Cedric.
So long.
So long. All right, Doggett, I'm glad you're back, Lump. Did you have a good trip?
Oh, yeah. Pretty good, I reckon. Glad to be back here, though.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about Mary, Lump? Are they going to parole her to us, or what'd they say about it?
Well, hold your horses. Huh? You let a feller sit down and collect his wits together.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sit down.
Granny's, it ain't easy traveling nowadays.
Well.
I advise anybody's got any place to go not to go unless they have to.
Well, I don't know.
Just go to a frazzle. War to a frazzle.
Yeah, well, just sit down and rest yourself. What'd they say about Mary? Did you get that pair of spectacles from at the dime store?
Yeah, I got them. They're in the satchel. No, wait a minute. I got them in my pocket.
Oh.
Right here. Yeah, there you are.
Well, good for you, Lum. Much obliged for recollecting it. My old ones are getting just bent up to where I couldn't hardly wear them at all.
Yeah, I hope they fit all right.
Oh, I doggies, I sure did need these spectacles.
I measured the handles on them, see if they fit over your ears.
Yeah, they fit all right. Fit fine.
Good. They ought to work all right, then.
I can't hardly see nothing through them to do no good.
Well, they have to get set to your eyes. So.
Yeah, well, it shows right there how bad my eyes are getting. Yeah. Everything looks blurred to me out here now.
Give you a headache?
No, it don't seem to bother me yet, but it just everything looks blurred. It ain't foggy today, I know that.
No, it must be the glasses. Well, your eyes will get set to them.
Yeah.
Feller oughtn't to ever neglect his eyes. I've always said that. Said it 1,000 and 100 times.
Yeah, well, I got these new
ones. And I'll say it again.
I got them just in time. I sure did. Now, what about Mary, Lump? Are they going to throw her to us?
Well, yes and no.
Huh?
Well, see, here's what happened. Well, first, I talked to a couple of fellas there at the reformatory, and they said it couldn't be done at all.
Oh, my goodness.
But I just kept arguing and talking, and finally sent me in to see the head feller there.
Head feller, huh?
Mr. Barstow, his name was.
Barstow,
huh? I recollect the name because that's the name of a town.
Uh-huh.
I think I'd already talked to him whenever I phoned you long distance.
Well, you said you'd talk to somebody, but that you had to wait for some kind of meeting they was going to have.
Yeah, well, this Mr. Barstow, that's the name of a town.
Yeah.
Was an awful nice fella, eh? He enjoyed talking to him.
Well, that's nice.
But at first, he said it couldn't be done either.
He did, huh?
Yeah, see, when Mary run away from there, that might nigh ruined her chances of ever getting parole before her time was up there.
Oh, I see.
And he said they had a kind of a serious charge against her. Stealing.
Stealing?
That's what he said.
Mary done some stealing?
Well, it don't seem possible, but that's what it was.
For the land's sake. Well, she must not have known what she was doing then, Lord.
Well, I don't think she did.
Why, no.
Mr. Barstow, that's the name of a town out west, said he thought it was her papa that learned her to do that.
Her papa? Why, that snake in the weeds.
Well, that's just about what he is, too.
He's a snake in or out of weeds.
He's been in jail several times himself. They don't even know where he's at now.
Well, I do know. Such a papa. Such a varmint.
Fact is, one of the main reasons they put her in a reformatory in the first place is on account of her papa weren't no fit human to be raising a young'un like her.
Why, of course
not. To get her away from his influence, Mr. Barstow said.
Well, doggies, then I'd think they'd want to throw her out to fellas like me or you, Long.
Well, that was the thing that helped most of all.
Was it?
Yeah, right there. After I'd talked myself blue and black in the face, Mr. Barstow, sir, came by town.
Uh-huh.
Said he'd take it up with this committee. I forget just what he called it.
That was a meeting on Saturday, huh?
Yeah. And here's what they decided.
Yeah.
They're going to let her stay with us.
Well, good for them.
But it's just a temporary thing. She's on probation.
Uh-huh.
Probation, I guess it is. That means that for the next few weeks, she's going to be watched awful close, and the first time she does something that ain't just right, why, back she goes to the reformatory.
Well, we don't need to worry about that, Lum. Mary ain't going to do nothing wrong. I know she won't.
No, I ain't so much worried about that myself, but here's the bad part.
Say, which one of us is she going to be paroled to, Lum?
Well, that's kind of complicated. She's being paroled to me, but mostly to you and Elizabeth.
Me and Elizabeth?
Yeah, you see, that committee figured wrong as I was a bachelor. I wouldn't know much about raising a young'un myself, so they wanted a married couple in there. And that's where you and Elizabeth come in.
Well, good for us. Doug, I'm proud we got married
but
now.
But as I started to say, here's the bad part. You know who they're putting in charge of watching over Mary to see that she don't infract the law now?
No, who?
Our own town marshal, Uncle Henry Lunsford.
Uncle Henry?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know what that means. He'll be snooping around here every minute of the day trying to catch Mary doing something wrong.
Why, he's liable to even make up stuff about her.
Well, of course he is. And there ain't nothing we can do about it now. They've done give him the power already.
Well, I'll tell you somebody else that's been doing some snooping, too, and that's that Squire Skin.
Squire Skin?
Yes, sir. While you was gone, he kept coming in here asking Mary and me both a lot of questions, and finally he wanted her papa's name and address up there in Sheboygan Falls so that he could write him a letter about taking out some insurance for Mary.
He did, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I better have a talk with him.
I wish you would. And I'll tell you another... Wait a minute. There comes Cedric back again.
Tell who it is with them glasses? I know you can't see that for her.
Huh? I ain't got the glasses on.
Oh.
I got them raised up over my eyes.
Oh,
now.
I see you. Thought you still were.
No, sir.
What's that paper and pencil Cedric's carrying around there?
Well, he's trying to figure out he can save more money out of his salary for war bonds. See, he's just making $18.50 a week, and he had it figured out to where he could save over $200 out of that.
For goodness sake. Better put your glasses back on, Abner. You know you need them.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't want to hurt my eyes now.
Hey, Mr. Abner, I believe I got it all figured out now, I think.
Well, good for you, yeah. Cedric.
I got it back down to just $18.50.
Well, good. How'd you do it?
Oh, it was easy.
How?
I bought a washing machine and Frank Foster's graphophone.
Bought them?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, wait a minute. How are you going to pay for them, Cedric? Where did you get the money?
Well, out of the $267, I can save out of next week's salary.